Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Fights over fish in the Rogue River were common in the early 1900s. Fishing was a profitable business, and fishermen didn't like being told how to fish or when to stop. By 1902, some people became convinced fishing and hatchery practices reduced salmon populations. In a front page Rogue River Courier column, two fishermen identified by their last names as Miller and Barneberg expressed concern about gill netting. Miller and Barneberg complained that fish were being netted before reaching their upriver spawning grounds. They warned that the ragged spawners were then cleaned up, bleached, and sold as younger fish, cheating both the buyer and reducing the salmon population. After describing salmon spawning habits in detail, the two men criticized local fish hatcheries. They said hatcheries were selling salmon eggs outside the region, preventing fish from returning to their natural spawning in the river. Also, because salmon returned to where they hatched, many were congregating around the Elk Creek hatchery and another hatchery at the mouth of the river and not returning to natural spawning areas. Miller and Barneberg predicted a rapid decline of fish numbers if the public didn't respond by helping change fishing and hatchery practices. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempsher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.